Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the MetaBrew Society Community Podcast. Pretty excited today. I got a group of people together here in the Discord and we decided we want to do a podcast format for you, wrapping up all the great topics of the Discord and the community of MetaBrew Society. I'm Andy and we want to start introducing ourselves. The first man with me is Ty. Let's get started.
Hey, Andy, thanks for having me here. My name's Ty. I was the founder of an NFT project called MetaDads, which became official partners with MetaBrew Society almost 2.5, 3 months ago now. And since then, I've been in charge of helping around with the community. And as we go into the taproom brewery franchise model that we're planning on starting, I will be sort of in charge of getting that set up here in Spain. And yeah, that's a little bit about me. I'll hand you over to Chris now.
Yeah, so I'm Chris, also known as the Techie IEC5. I've been pretty active so far in the beer review channel. And compared to Ty, I'm probably a nobody. just getting into it. I love this project. I love what it stands for, the possibilities that we have, and yeah, I'm just more than excited to see where this is going. Yeah, and then I'll hand over to Rex.
Yeah, GM Rex here from Germany. First things first, by all means, I'm no NFT maxi. In fact, I have a rather unlucky trading history when it comes to NFTs, but very big but. I love building projects. I love helping communities grow. And MBS is the third project, which I'm lucky enough to support as a moderator. Maybe one more thing about me. I'm gluten intolerant, so I see myself as MBS' biggest advocate for gluten-free brews, which we'll hopefully see starting next year.
That's great. And as everyone here, we all love beer, all kinds of flavors and different types. And I think that brings us all together here. And we decided we just want to summarize a few of the activities and the news of the different channels. And we decided which of us goes for which topic. And Ty will kick it off by talking about announcements and news on the server in general. And then we will go into the different channels. Ty.
Awesome. So yeah, we've been trying to make announcements. I would say every 2 to 3 days is a pretty good benchmark for the amount of announcements we're shooting for. And this week in our announcements, we announced a big partnership with Booze Bears. Yay. I don't know if you guys have heard of that project, but since we announced our official project, their floor price almost doubled in price. Everyone who holds a Booze Bear now gets their own branded, MetaBrew Society beer. After that big announcement, we did announce a huge challenge. The winner of this challenge would receive 1,000 cans of beer, which is quite a lot. I don't know anyone who can drink 1,000 cans. Well, I mean, hey, I think we probably all can in certain amount of time, right? You can find that in our section in Discord here, MBS Challenges.
And let me comment on that for a second. It's just very awesome, the videos that we see this week. People have been asked to create a video to promote the project, and it looks like professional TV show ads, some of them. And all of them are very creative, so I'm pretty stoked and excited about these submissions. Ty.
Absolutely. We definitely have some creative people in our community. And the last announcement we had was the introduction of two new roles here in Discord. We have the Raiders as well as the Collab. These are people who will be informed when we have a new Twitter that we would like kind of rated. And what a raid is just people going and liking, commenting, retweeting. That's kind of what a raid is. And the other one is Collabs. We've been doing a lot of collabs with other NFT projects. And so these people will be tagged when we have a new collab with a new NFT project. And that's what we've been going with the announcements. The next, oh, go ahead, Andy.
No, it's just awesome. I like that a lot, and the collabs are a lot of the fun in these projects and in the Web3 space. It's just mm-hmm. fun to go into Twitter spaces with people and to meet online and just find out things that we have in common and work together to build just the great things that we're building.
I agree, absolutely. That's a lot of what Web3 is about, is that community, the togetherness of the whole NFT, crypto, blockchain space, you know? That's the tying force there. And yeah, so the next section I would quickly like to talk about is our homebrew club. I am myself an avid homebrewer of maybe 7 to 8 years. I've won multiple awards for brewing. I brewed professionally. I had my own contract brewing business where I brewed beer in Spain, and I was living in the Netherlands at the time, going back and forth. But anyways, this homebrew club, we kind of onboard people who are looking to get into homebrewing. That's making your own beer at home. We have links where you can go and learn how to brew. We have links where you can go and order your first pieces of equipment as well as ingredients. And we discuss recipes. We talk about brewing processes. We have like most famous beers that we would like to brew, our kind of wish list for brewing. And we just talk about brewing beer, not simply the drinking of it, but the creation, the art side of it, which is something I'm very passionate about. And yeah, that's our homebrew club.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get over to Chris, I guess, and talk about his channels that he selected.
Yeah, so I did a lot of reading and writing for the Beer Review channel. This one is actually has developed really, really in a really good way, I would say. I mean, we started off with a few reviews and a few contestants, and now it almost became a routine, writing several different reviews, where we basically, we review beer. So we love to drink beer, and then we want to talk about it, I guess. And we really have different kinds of reviews, and I think it also shows the creativity of this community. So we have almost a regular podcast, beer review podcast. We have some videos on there besides those written reviews. I'm looking at my beer, which I just reviewed. I introduced like a small diagram of the taste and everything. So yeah, you basically can do whatever you want, as long as you want to share the taste of a beer that you just liked. I definitely awesome. Recommend to check it out. And there are like, I don't know, I didn't count, but probably I think we almost have six to eight reviews each day, more or less.
Yes, it's very awesome content, really great videos of people being in very funny places where they drink their beer, and you can really feel the environment and the mood these guys and girls have while reviewing this beer, and also some audio content from some great guys that give us all the information, and it makes me thirsty every time I need to go and get myself another beer. So yeah,
same.
It's just absolutely a great channel to visit. Yeah, beer review.
Yeah, beer review. And I mean, what's funny about it is that it started as a challenge, and it's still kind of a challenge, but it's now it's more like really everybody wants to share it. I think just from the depths of their soul, not only because of the challenge. Yeah, so that's beer review.
Yes, and I think that's really a great channel to visit. And we have Rex here also, who wants to cover other parts of the server and also has some commentary about this week's activity for us.
Yeah, for sure. But first of all, I would really like to take the opportunity in this talk and to promote a little beer review contest I'm hosting on our servers at the moment. It's actually in the very same section Chris just presented, so it's also in the beer review section. And the contest stems from a little insider joke among the beer reviewer community, which is the subject of the contest is to review the lovely Faxe beer can. For those of you who are not familiar with this infamous beer, it's a Danish lager beer, which comes in a 1 liter can. So it's rather massive, and I can tell you that much without any spoilers, it's probably not the best beer on the market. So drinking the 1 liter sized can is quite a challenge in itself. Yeah, but I really wanted this to be a very fun contest for everyone to enjoy. So the target is simply to have fun and to review it in a very fun and creative way. The mission is don't take yourself too serious while reviewing. Maybe you can wear a costume. Maybe you create a song about a Faxe beer. Whatever. Be creative. Go out there and have fun. Yeah. If this has made you thirsty and if you want to learn more about the contest, I really would like to invite you to participate. Check out the beer review section. There's a thread. It's in a pinned comments. If you don't find a channel, it's maybe a little bit buried under dozens of reviews. Just hit me up and I will link you there. You can win a MBS branded beer glass and a free beer box. So it might not be the biggest prize we have had so far, but it's a really fun contest. And yeah, the beer glass is rare, so you don't want to miss out on that one.
Great.
And then maybe a little bit what's happening behind the scenes. I've been preparing a NFT 101 channel, which is more or less a small MBA as university on the basics, getting started with NFTs. It has to do a lot of with security awareness, how to secure your NFTs, what to do and what not to do on Discord and Twitter. Because as you all know, crypto Twitter and crypto Discord can be a very dangerous place. Lots of scams and hacks are happening. So we want you to be safe in every second on our servers. And this NFT 101 will be released very soon.
Very important topic. Absolutely. Stay safe out there. Use a hardware wallet. Use a burner or hot wallet for transactions and then put your important and valuable stuff in a vault. All of the details can be found in this NFT 101 soon. So that's a very great piece of information there. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, and if I can comment on that, I thought I think there was one person saying that in the general chat that saying that his dad now tried the beer and also wanted to hop on, and I just thought that's an amazing idea to have like a security channel, especially for people who are maybe not that common with the NFT space. That I think that's an awesome idea.
And I like it a lot that all of the guys are very supportive and giving a lot of information and also support with even small problems. Hats off to the mods also answering every single question day and night in the Discord. So if you guys don't mind, I just also want to add some stats. Today we have about 6,000 and recently 6,005 members or nine. Now it's nine on this server. So there's many people hanging around. Many of them are very active also in the general chat, which is the most busy channel, obviously. Hilarious humor also there, and memes and pictures of people. So the server is a lot of fun to hang around, and also a lot of information for the upcoming mint on September the 22nd. Whitelist 1 is starting, and then we quickly progress through a second whitelist stage into public sale. And this is where we start selling the MetaBrew Society NFT, the certificate, the Genesis certificate. So that's a day to remember. And there's also many events coming up. The September Fest is scheduled just after the Mint at the end of September. You can find all details in the September Fest announcement and also in the thread channel. And we also have a lot of organizational stuff going on. So the music is being organized. All of the activities in the fest that will be funny and great and great to great entertainment for you. And also we prepare a video stream and media from that, media coverage from that fest that will also become available on Discord, but also on Twitter, etc. So there's a lot of stuff coming. We just reached about 15 minutes. What do you guys think? Should we wrap it up for today?
Sounds good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a good first episode.
Yes, so let's wrap it up. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks for being here. And if you guys like it, give us comments, give us feedback, and we will continue to make this podcast for you to listen about what's going on in our community.
Awesome. Thank you very much, everybody. Chris, Rex, Andy, appreciate you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.